This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Good evening, Capricorn FM listeners and grade 12 learners. I am Mr. Mpapuli MT from the Chobu Secondary School, teaching agricultural science in grade 12. Today, we are still going to discuss about the structure of paper 1. We are going to focus our attention on the questions that are frequently appeared in reproduction. Reproduction is question 4 of paper 1. Then before we discuss those questions, let us first outline the structure of paper 1. I have already said that the duration of paper 1 is 2 hours and a half. And paper 1 consists of two sections, which is section A and B. Then section A consists of 4 questions. The first question is multiple choice question, which is 10 questions, 10 multiplied by 2, 20. And the second question is terminology. And under terminology, we've got 5 questions, which is 5 multiplied by 2, going to give us 10 marks. And question 3 is a column match type of question. Again, it's giving 5 questions. Marks is 5 multiplied by 2, giving us 10. Then the last question is term replacement, which is 5 questions. 5 multiplied by 1 is 5 marks, giving us 45 marks. Which means section A is having 45 marks. Then section B, we have got 3 questions. Question 2 up to question 4. And each question is set based on the main topics. We have got 3 main topics in paper 1. Is animal nutrition, animal production, protection and control, and animal reproduction, which means each main topic is going to have 35 marks. 35 multiplied by 3 is going to give us 105. Then 105 of section B plus 45 of section A is 150 marks, which means the total of paper 1 is 150 marks. Then let me again read the instruction of multiple choice question, column match type of question, terminology, and term replacement, because learners must follow the instructions of the question. Let me start with the first one, which is multiple choice question. Various options are provided as possible answer to the following question. You choose the answer and write down only the letter A to D next to the question number in the answer book. For an example, 1.1.1, the answer. For an example, the answer is D. Then you are going to be provided with 4 possible answers and you choose only one by writing a letter next to the question number. Then match or column match type question. you indicate whether each of the description in column A applies to A only, B only, both A and B, or none of the items in column A. Then you write A only, B only, both A and B, or none next to the question number in the answer book. Here, most of the learners do not follow the instructions. Instead of writing A only, they write A. You must follow the instruction. If the answer is A only, write A only, not A. Then question 3 is terminology question. You write agricultural term for each of the following description next to the question number. And the last question is term replacement question. You change the underlying words in which of the following statement to make the statement true. You write only the correct word next to the question number in the answer book. These are the instructions based on the questions of section A. Then let us look now at the questions that frequently appear in reproduction. I have already said that reproduction is question 4 of paper 1. We are going to start with the first question. Based on the reproductive organ of a bull. The question is based on the reproductive organ of a bull. Then we have been given a diagram there. The diagram below represents the reproductive system of a farm animal, which is the reproductive system of a bull. Then the first question was, you identify the parts labeled A up to H, which means the learners must be able to identify and give the functions of each label in the diagram. Then the first question, you identify the parts labeled A up to H. Then the parts labeled A is seminal vesicle. The part labeled B is ampulla, the part which is found at the end of the vas deferens. The part labeled C is retractor muscles responsible for erection. The part labeled D is vas deferens or sperm duct. The part labeled E is urethra. The part label F is epididymis. The part label G is testis. And the part label H is scrotum. These are the parts that are found in the reproductive organ of a bull. Then the second question was, indicate the process that takes place in part G. Part G is our testis. And the process that takes place inside the testis is spermatogenesis, brought about by cell division, meiosis. The question was, indicate the process that takes place in G. And I've already said G are the testis. And inside the testis, the process that takes place is spermatogenesis, and it is brought about by cell division called meiosis. Then another question was, name and explain two congenital defects of part G that can cause sterility in bull. We have got two congenital defects that can take place in the testis. Part label number G is testis. The first one is called cryptochindism. Then cryptochindism is the condition whereby testes remain in the abdominal cavity and do not descend into the scrotum. The process is called cryptochindism, and it can lead to sterility. Then we've got another congenital defect, which is called hypoplasia. Hypoplasia, the condition whereby testes are underdeveloped. These are the two congenital defects that takes place in part label G, which is the testes. Then question 5.4, you state the true function of part label number F. Our part label number F is epididymis. Then epididymis perform 5 functions. Then function number 1, storage of semen, maturation of sperm, secretion of the buffer, transportation of sperm, and concentration of sperm. We're in need of only 2 functions. I will repeat them. These are the functions of epididymis, which is part label number F, storage of semen, maturation of sperm, secretion of buffer, transportation of semen, and concentration of sperm. Then, last question was, briefly describe one function of the hormone secreted in part label G. Again, I have said part label G is our testes. Testes, it is responsible with the production of male hormone called testosterone. Responsible with the production of male hormone called testosterone. Then the functions of testosterone, production of male gametes, responsible for sexual desire and promote sexual activity. And again, they are responsible for male characteristics. These are the 4 functions of the hormone secreted by testes called testosterone. Production of gametes, responsible for male characteristics, promote sexual desire, and promote sexual activity. Then let us look at another question. Then the question, we have got the diagram. The diagram below illustrates a sperm cell. We have got the diagram of the sperm cells in the question. And then the first question was, you identify the part label number B. Then part label number B is the nucleus, which is found on the head of the sperm. Then you write down the letter of the part that represents acrosome. Acrosome is part label number A. And again, it is found on the head of the sperm, which means the head of the sperm consists of 2 parts, the acrosome and the nucleus. Then the function of this parts A and B. Acrosome, responsible for the penetration of sperm into the ovum. Then B, which is the nucleus, carry hereditary characteristic. Then another question was, name one function of part label number E. Part label number E is our tail. Then the most important function of the tail of the sperm, responsible for the movement or mobility of the sperm cell. Responsible for the movement or mobility of the sperm cell. Then the last part was, you distinguish between the sperm and the semen. The last question was, distinguish between the sperm and the semen. There is difference between a sperm and the semen. Then the sperm is a male gamete or male reproductive cell. Semen is the mixture of sperm and fluid produced by a accessory gland. The difference between the sperm and the semen, a sperm is a male gamete. Semen is a mixture of sperm and fluid produced by the accessory gland. Then another question was the diagram below, or the question is based on the reproductive organ of a cow. The diagram below illustrates the reproductive system of a cow. The first question was, you identify the parts of the reproductive system labeled A to F. You identify the part of the reproductive system labeled A to F. Part labeled A was uterine horn. Part labeled B, fallopian tube or oviduct. Part labeled C, ovary. Part labeled D, vagina. Part labeled E, the cervix. And part labeled F was uterus. These are the parts that are found on the reproductive organ of a cow. Then the second question was, you write down the letter A to G of the part in the diagram above that is associated with each of the following. You write down the letter A to G of the parts in the diagram above that is associated with each of the following. I have already indicated that learners are expected to label the reproductive organ of a bull and the reproductive organ of a cow. After labeling, they must know the function of each organ inside the structure. Then I'm saying question number two was, you write down the letter A to G of the part in the diagram above that is associated with each of the following. Then one, serve as a base canal. And the organ which serves as a base canal is D. And the organ label number D is our vagina. Then site of fertilization, when fertilization takes place. Fertilization takes place in part B. And part B is fallopian tube, which means fertilization takes place inside the fallopian tubes or inside the oviducts. Then number three, organ not directly involved in the reproduction. The organ not directly involved in the reproduction is part label number H. Part label number H is urinary bladder, and urinary bladder is not directly involved with reproduction because its main function is to store urine. Then part where deposition of semen during artificial insemination. The part where deposition of semen during artificial insemination is part label number F. And part label number F is uterus, which means the semen is deposited into the uterus. We all know that during artificial insemination, half of the semen is deposited into the cervix and another half into the uterus. Then number five, external opening of the vagina is part label number J, which is the vulva. Then the opening of the urethra is part label number I, which is the clitoris. Then the contains nodule that provide for implantation of the embryo is part label number G, which is the uterus. And lastly, usually plugged with alkaline mucus during gestation, this is part label number E, which is the cervix. Let us go to short commercial break. We'll be back after this. Thank you. before the break, we were rounding off discussing the question that is based on the reproductive system of a cow. Again, we've got another diagram based on the female reproductive system or the reproductive system of a cow. Again, we've been given a diagram. We are supposed to label the diagram. Then, the first question, you write down the letter A to G of the structure where semen will be deposited under normal mating condition. The part is G, which is the vagina. Then during artificial insemination, the part is E and F. I already said that during artificial insemination, half of the semen is deposited into the cervix and another half into the uterus. That's why we are having two parts, is F and E. F is cervix, E is our uterus. Then explain, so reserve. You write down the letter A to G and the name of the structure that, number one, captures the ripe follicle after ovulation. Is part label number A on the diagram. Part label number A is the first part of the fallopian tube, which is called infundibulum. Infundibulum captures the ripe follicle or the ripe ovum after ovulation. Then serve as a site for fertilization. Is part label number B, C, and D, which is fallopian tube. Because in the diagram, fallopian tube was indicated by infundibulum. The fallopian tube itself and the cilias that are found inside the fallopian tube that helps during the movement of ovum in the fallopian tube. Then you explain the term ovulation now. You explain the term ovulation. Then ovulation, the ripe Graafian follicle burst under the influence of hormone LH, and the ripe ovum is released into the infundibulum. In other words, ovulation is the process where ripe ovum is released into the fallopian tube. Then let us look at another question. The question now is based on the process called oogenesis. Or the diagram below represents the process that takes place in the reproductive system of a cow. And the process that takes place in the reproductive organ of a cow is called oogenesis. Then what is oogenesis? Is the formation of ovum inside the ovary. And our ovum is our female gamete. Then we've got the schematic representation of a process that takes place in the reproductive system of a cow. The first question was, you identified the process illustrated by the diagram. I have already said that the process is called oogenesis. Then you name the type of cell division responsible for the formation of cell A. Cell A, it is formed by the process of mitosis. And then again, you give reason why B divide by meiosis. Then the reason is to form haploid gametes, because we all know that the main aim of meiosis is to reduce the number of chromosomes in 12, is to change diploid into haploid, which means the main aim there was to form haploid cells or gametes. Then you indicate the end product of the division of the process or the following process. We've got oogenesis and spermatogenesis. Oogenesis is the formation of ovum inside the ovary. Spermatogenesis is the formation of sperms inside the testes, which means the end product of oogenesis is ovum or egg cell, and the end product of spermatogenesis is spermatozoa or sperms. Then name the organ where you will find the following: spermatogonia and oogonia. Spermatogonia, it is found inside the testes, and the oogonia are found inside the ovary. Then again, let us look now at the question that are based on the hormone during oestrus cycle. The hormones that takes place or that play an important in the reproductive cycle of a farm animal. The first term was explain the word hormone or the term hormone. Hormone is a chemical substance secreted by endocrine glands, transported into the blood to specific or targeted organ of the body performing special function. Chemical substances secreted by endocrine glands, transported in the blood to a specific part or target organ of the body performing special function. Then name, give the main function of each of the following hormones. Then the testosterone, we have already discussed about the functions of testosterone. Is there for male, secondary male characteristics, is there for sexual desire, and stimulate sperm production. Then the function of hormone called LH or luteinizing hormone, it performs the following function: ruptures the membrane of follicle during ovulation, which means it's responsible for ovulation, tighten the infundibulum around the ovary in order to collect the ovum, it stimulates secretion of progesterone, maturation of the oocytes, and formation of the corpus luteum. Those are the functions of hormone LH. Then lastly, the function of oestrogen. Oestrogen performs many functions. Then number one, development of the secondary sex organs of a female, responsible for oestral behavior, responsible for signs of oestrus, contraction of the uterus, promote growth of the mammary glands, stimulates graafian follicle, stimulate secretion of LH, inhibits the secretion of FSH, increase blood supply to the uterus, and prevent bacterial infection of the uterus. Those are the functions that are performed by hormone oestrogen. Then lastly, you name the hormone responsible for the maintenance of corpus luteum. The hormone responsible for the maintenance of corpus luteum is called progesterone. Then growth and development of the graafian follicle is FSH, it's hormone FSH. Those were questions based on the hormones that plays a role during oestrus cycle. Then let us look at another question based on the question is based on the mating, on the mating of the bull. Then the cows normally allow mating when they are in oestrus. The cows normally allow mating when they are in oestrus. Then define the term oestrus. You define the term oestrus. Oestrus, it is a period when non-pregnant female animals are receptive to male and they will allow mating to take place. Oestrus is a period when non-pregnant female animals are receptive to male and they will allow mating to take place. Then indicate three practical methods a farmer can use to assist with the identification of cow on heat or cow in oestrus. Then we've got five observations. We have got five practical methods or observations that the farmer can observe when the cow is on heat. Then number one, observation of animal behavior. You place the bull in the pen near the cow. The bull is marked with a chin ball marker, a paint marker on the head of the tail, and heat mount detectors. Those are the three practical methods that a farmer can use to assist with the identification of the bull. Then describe the bull's reaction when he detects a cow in oestrus. Describe the bull's reaction when the bull detects a cow in oestrus. The bull will pause the ground and snort. Follow the cow closely. Rest his chin on the cow's rump, links and smell the cow external genital, guard the cow to prevent mating with other males, curling the upper lip and stretching out the head. This is the behavior or reaction of bull when he detects a cow in heat. I will repeat this. It paws the ground and snorts. Follow the cow closely. Rest his chin on the cow's rump. Links and smell the cow's external genitals. Guards the cow to prevent mating with other animals or males. Curling up the leaf and stretching out the head. This is the reaction of the bull, or these are the reactions of the bull when detecting that the cow is in heat. Then let us look at another question. And again, another question, it is based again on the oestrus cycle. Farmers can use several electronic and mechanical devices to detect heat in farm animals. Then you identify each device described below. Number one, it is placed around a cow's lower leg to record the movement. It is called a pedometer. Pedometer. It is placed around the cow's leg to record movement. Why? Because the cow on heat, it becomes restlessness. Then number two, the marker is placed on the teaser cow to leave the mark on the back of a mounted cow. This one is called chin ball marker. It is called chin ball marker. The device which is used is called chin ball marker. Then placed on the cow as the marker and stretches from the hip bone to the base of the tail. It is called tail chalk paint or crayon. It is called tail chalk, paint, and crayon. These are the devices that can be used by the farmer to detect heat in farm animals. Then let us go to another question. Then another question is based. The following question, it is based on artificial insemination now. It is based on artificial insemination. Artificial insemination, or usually known as AI, make it possible for a farmer to impregnate most female animals on the farm. To get expected results, the farmer needs to observe the oestrus cycle of the female animals in order to detect heat and readiness for insemination. Then the first question was, you define artificial insemination. Define artificial insemination. Artificial insemination is a technique whereby semen is artificially collected from the bull and artificially placed into the reproductive tract of a female. It's a technique whereby semen is artificially collected from the bull and artificially placed into the reproductive tract of the bull. Then question number two, you state the main requirements for successful artificial insemination. State the main requirements for successful artificial insemination of farm animal. Number one, correct detection of heat. Number two, correct timing. Number three, use a viable semen. Number four, correct technique. Number five, experienced inseminator. The last one, observation of hygiene. These are three main requirements for a successful artificial insemination on a farm. There are many, but question was in need of only three. Is correct detection of it, correct timing, use of a viable semen, correct technique, experienced inseminator, and observation of hygiene. Then another question based on artificial insemination. You indicate two methods of collecting semen from the bull. We've got two methods of collecting semen from the bull. It's by means of artificial vagina and by means of electrical stimulation. These are the two methods that are used to collect semen from the bull. It is artificial vagina and electrical stimulation. Then let us go to short commercial break. We'll be back after this. Thank you. Before the break, we were still discussing other questions that are based on artificial insemination. The first was, you indicate two methods of collecting semen from the bull. We are having artificial vagina and electrical stimulation. Then name the three dilutants that can be used to dilute collected semen. Then the collected semen are placed under the dilutants. Then the dilutants, we've got egg yolk, milk, glycerol, buffers, and antibodies. These are the dilutants that are used to dilute semen. It's egg yolk, milk, glycerol buffer, and antibodies. Then give two reasons why collected semen should be diluted. You give two reasons why collected semen should be diluted. In other words, these are the functions of dilutants. Number one is to increase the volume of the sperm. Number two, to provide nutrients to the sperm. Number three, to protect sperm against change in pH. Number four, to prevent bacterial growth. Lastly, to maintain the viability of sperm. Those are the functions of dilutants that are used to dilute semen after the collection of semen. Is to increase the volume of the semen, provide nutrients for the sperm, protect the sperm against temperature, prevent bacterial growth, and maintain the viability of the sperm. Another question. Explain how collected semen is stored for later use. Explain how collected semen is stored for later use. Number one, if semen is used within few days, it is stored. It should be stored at 5 degrees, at temperature of 5 degrees Celsius. But if semen is stored for a long period, it is placed in a straw in a liquid nitrogen at a temperature of -196 degrees Celsius. I will repeat this. If semen is used within few days, it should be stored at a temperature of 5 degrees Celsius. But if semen is stored for a long period, it should be placed in a straw in a liquid nitrogen at -196 degrees Celsius. Then the last question, briefly describe the treatment of frozen semen before it is used for insemination. You briefly describe the treatment of frozen semen before it is used for insemination. Then when semen required, it is thawed by placing the straw in a water bath. In a water bath at 35 degrees Celsius for 15 minutes. You place the semen straw in a water bath at a temperature of 35 degrees Celsius for 15 minutes. Then again, let us look at another question. Another question is going to deal about the question is dealing about the technique that I used for AI. The technique that I used for AI, and it is going to deal with ET, which stands for embryo transfer and synchronization of oestrus. Embryo transfer and synchronization of oestrus. Then the first question was, you describe the synchronization of oestrus. Synchronization of oestrus is making the oestrus cycle of a number of female animals to occur approximately at the same time. Making the oestrus cycle of a number of animals to occur approximately at the same time. Then the second question, you describe the three techniques that are used by the farmer to synchronize the oestrus. You describe the three, or you give the three techniques that are used. You describe the three techniques that can be used by farmer to synchronize the oestrus. Number one, prostaglandin injection. Number two, intramuscular injection. Number three, gonadotropin release hormone injection. And lastly, synthetic progesterone is implanted under the skin and muscular injection. These are some of the technique or that can be used by a farmer to synchronize the oestrus. Then you state three advantages of synchronization of the oestrus. Number one, more uniform calves at weaning age. Good egg management, decreased cost, labor, and time in oestrus detection. Improved reproductive performance. Beneficial for artificial insemination and embryo transfer. Castration and breeding can be done at the same time. These are the advantages of. Then you state the three disadvantages of artificial insemination in dairy cow. The disadvantages, you state the three advantages of artificial insemination in dairy cow. improve the genetic quality of the offspring. No need to buy expensive bull. Can be used, semen can be used to inseminate mini cows, prevent spread of sexual transmitted disease. Inferior bulls can be detected, can use semen from bull after injury or death. Semen can be frozen for many years. These are some of the advantages of AI. And then let us look at another question, which is based, the question is based on the pregnancy now. It is based on pregnancy. You name the condition described by each of the following statement. You name the condition described by each of the following statement. Number one, the fetus die and all fluids are reabsorbed with the hard and dry parts remaining in the uterus. The fetus died and all fluids remains and reabsorbed within. Sorry, the fetus dies and all fluids are absorbed with the hard and dry parts remaining in the uterus. The process is called mummification. The fetus dies and soft tissue decays and everything remains in the uterus. The process is called maceration. The pregnancy is terminated before normal time of parturation and the fetus and the dead fetus is expelled. The process is called abortion. Then the placenta remains in the uterus after the parturition for 7 days. The process is called placenta retention. These are the conditions that occur in the abnormal pregnancy. Number one, fetus dies and all fluids are reabsorbed within with the hard and the dry parts remaining in the uterus is mummification. The fetus dies and the soft tissue decay and everything remains in the uterus. The process is called maceration. Pregnancy is terminated before normal time of parturation and the dead fetus is expelled. The process is called abortion. Then the placenta remains in the uterus after parturation for 7 days. The process is called placenta retention. Then let us look at another question. Another question, it is based on multiplets. It is based on multiplets. We all know that multiplets is the process where two or more calves are born in the same pregnancy, one after another. Then we've got two types of these multiplets. It's monozygotic and dizygotic twins. We've got monozygotic and dizygotic twins. Then the difference between monozygotic and dizygotic twins. In dizygotic twins, two ovums are fertilized by two sperms. But in monozygotic twins, one ovum is fertilized, divided by means of mitosis into two sperms. Then we've been given two diagrams. The first diagram, we're having two ovum fertilized by two sperms. Then another diagram, which is diagram B, is one ovum fertilized by one sperm. Then the question was, you identify two types of twins in diagram A and B. Diagram A, we've got two ovum fertilized by two sperm, which means the answer is dizygotic twin. Then in diagram B, one ovum is fertilized by one sperm, which means it's monozygotic twins. Then motivate the answer. The answer I have already motivated. In diagram A, two XL fertilized to produce two different offspring. then in diagram B, one XL is fertilized to produce two similar offspring. Then name the process that take place in diagram B to produce these twins. It is called, the process is called cleavage of the zygote. Process is called cleavage of the zygote. Then you indicate two characteristics of twins illustrated in diagram B regard to the following: the gender. You indicate two characteristics of the twins illustrated in B with regards to gender. B are monozygotic twins, which means gender, they are always of the same sex because they are fertilized by one sperm. Then physical appearance, they are identical. Monozygotic twins, we can call them identical twins. Dizygotic twins, we can call them non-identical twins. And then you name three factors that are responsible for the occurrence of multiplets. You name three factors that can lead to the occurrence of multiplets. Number one is fertility. Number two, breed type, environmental factor, and nutrition. These are factors that can lead to the development of multiplets. Then lastly, let us look to the last question based on the difficult birth. Difficult births require more labor and attention. It may result in the placenta retention and death of both cow and the calf, and it is irritable characteristics occurring more frequently in Haifa. It can be corrected by means of proper management. Then 4-2-1, you give the term, the appropriate term commonly used in difficulty birth. The term, it is called dystocia. The term is called dystocia. Then you give three reasons for difficult in birth in Haifa. Number one, both forelimbs folded back and head is not resting on the forelimb. One limb folded backwards, head twisted and head not extended or resting on the forelimb. For define the term placenta retention. This term placenta retention indicate the two managerial measures to reduce the probability of difficulty in birth. Use the bull reowned for small calves or low birth weight. Meet heifers at the ideal age. Use the control or well-planned breeding system. Then well-planned feeding program. Avoid overfeeding. And plan a health program. I thank you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.